Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I hope this finds you doing well and continuing to lift your energy and just continuing to expand your mindset, which of course is what we're going to continue to do on today's episode. And I have to say, you're going to love today's episode. It's super light, it's fun, it's uplifting, and it's super insightful. And so I love that. You know, on many episodes, I'll take somebody who is working with a challenge. And a lot of times I like to use somebody who is experiencing pain or some type of actual ailment in the moment, because then you can see or hear it shifting and they get to experience it real time, because I love for people to be able to, you know, just experience the results. And of course, there are some episodes where, you know, there was a woman who had the tumor in her throat that healed. Or, of course, a few episodes ago, there was the woman who was mostly blind, who we shifted back her eyesight so she could clear it and see. Or, you know, some people with money issues or relationship issues or different things like that. So we work with, you know, a variety of different things, but, you know, a lot with pain because you can see it or experience it. And I love that. And of course, there's always really powerful takeaways. Now, on today's episode, I had worked with a woman in the past on episode 37 who had all kinds of issues in her blood work going on. So she had issues with her thyroid and also her immune system. So lymphocytes were low. She also had inflammation. So her CRP or C-reactive protein in her blood work was high and elevated. And so she had a few different things going on with her blood work. And after I worked with her last time, she went and got blood work again a week later. And she's back because she wants to share the results, which is awesome. And also, there are so many insights, not just to do with the blood work, but also just, I mean, intuition and money. And there's just a lot of different topics that come up on this episode, which is fun. And of course, don't get me wrong, the immune system and thyroid, everything is really obviously very important. And even going through my injury, I had some issues with low white blood cell count and actually low neutrophil count and different things like that going on in my blood work as well. That's just something that I don't typically talk about as much because my other injury was, of course, a lot more visible. But point being is, of course, you know, we want to have a healthy immune system and that we can make pretty incredible changes. And so that said, you're going to love this episode. It's really mind expanding and you're going to love our volunteer, Shukri. She's just so sweet and wonderful. Let's go ahead and dive in with Shukri.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Shukri. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you. It's wonderful to connect with you.
Yeah, likewise. I see your picture, but I don't see you.
Ah, and I don't see you either. Would you like to do video? We can do that.
Yes, please.
All right. We can do that. Hi.
Hi. It's so nice to see you again.
It's so wonderful to see you again. You look great. And I love that smile. It looks good on you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. It's a lot different from the first time we connected.
Yes. And I appreciate you giving me another opportunity to connect. And I'm really glad and grateful for you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Thank you for that. You're so sweet. And how's it going? How have things been? So my team sent in that you sent in blood work and whatnot. So update me. Like what's yeah.
So when I spoke with you back then, you helped me with thyroid issues. And so I followed your suggestion and you told me what it was connected to, and I brought in the positive emotions, and I kind of let go of the stuff that I was holding on to.
Okay. And it was what? Yeah. It was thyroid, and it was also what else? It was also the immune system, and you had autoimmune, and
yeah, I didn't have autoimmune, but I was kind of at the door of it. I had a sluggish thyroid, what they call okay. sort of, they don't diagnose it as hypothyroid if you're not like over. I was like at the limit where if you go any higher, then you'll be diagnosed okay. as an autoimmune.
Okay.
And then I had my white blood cells, or it's called lymphocytes,
the lymphocytes,
were low for like 3 years, you know, below normal. And my doctor was like, yeah, maybe it's genetic, but I knew it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So right after we talked, like I had an already appointment for a week's time. And that was the first time it came back normal.
Nice job.
So I feel like whatever that I did, based on what you mm-hmm. told me, had something to do with it. I was really nervous about the thyroid because I've been tracking the thyroid for like the full panel for 3 or 4 years now.
Okay.
So every 3 to 6 months, I was getting a new test. But the last time before we talked, everything just was like high. Everything just was like out of proportion, you know? So, mm-hmm. So I went back, I was really nervous. I'm not going to lie. I thought, I don't know what, you know, if it's going to be okay or not. So everything was perfect. Inflammation was gone. All the thyroid hormones were perfect. The antibodies were gone.
I love it. Great job okay. with your Great job with your energy. I love it. I love it. I love it. Beautiful. And okay. So awesome job on clearing that up. And how have you been feeling since then? So when we first connected, how's your happiness? How's your life? What's going on?
I've been feeling great. I started on a journey to really work on myself. What you have shown me led me to a different road than I would ever have imagined for myself.
You hadn't heard of the power of mind before in the beginning when you and I met.
No, I mean, I've heard of energy, but I didn't really give it any validation. It was kind of like a marquee. Yeah. Whatever. Kind of like, and I knew about, I mean, I knew my, you know, if I set something to my mind that I can work on, but what you do is different. It's like that level of understanding of the mind. And I mean, I thought positive thinking was, yeah, I think positive. I don't, you know, like I thought I was thinking positively, you know, it was just, I've learned something that I never learned before from you. And it opened a door for me to really improve myself in all levels of my life. And, right now I'm more focused on happiness and enjoyment of life rather than anything else. I trust my intuition more now. Because of the work that I've been doing on myself, I've learned so many things that I was, how do I say it? Not missing, but so many things that I didn't know that I wasn't aware of. I wasn't aware that I was harboring a lot of emotions that were not useful to me.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it because there are three really powerful insights right here. And first and foremost, I do have to say, I just love this woman. I mean, she's just so precious. And as I mentioned, like her smile is just so big. And I love that because it's really, really dramatically different than it was the very first time when I connected with her, which we're going to talk more about coming up. But even right here, the insights right here are really powerful. And one of them actually has to do with those negative emotions. And as she just mentioned, she was harboring a lot of negative emotions that were not useful to her that she didn't even realize were there. And that is so common. And what a lot of people are overlooking is they're overlooking how much the emotions in the subconscious mind actually impact them day to day, even without realizing that that's happening. It's like they pull you down and make you feel more negative or more melancholy or more triggers or more emotional, and you may not even consciously realize it. That's very common. Also, another powerful insight that she mentioned is that she thought she was thinking positive, but she wasn't. She realized that this, you know, what I do is much different than that. And that is spot on. And part of the reason that I want to emphasize this is because I see this all of the time where people really do believe they're doing it. They believe that they're thinking positive and that they're working with their mind and it should be working and they're just waiting on the universe. And that's common. But thinking positive in the traditional sense that a lot of people try to do it at the traditional level would never work to get the results that I'm getting. You know, that's the reason that I do silly things with the mind, or if I'm, you know, working with somebody and I push them a little bit, or, you know, and do it in a playful way or a silly way or whatnot, is because the programming is at a much deeper level. You know, there's always a lot more that I'm doing with the mind than people realize. I mean, a few episodes ago when I worked with Carol, that was a really great example. As I was working with him, I mentioned that, you know, I had mentioned his name several times through the episode, and that was because I was also not only trying to make a shift in the way he was thinking, but also simultaneously in his self-image. And there were other key things that I was shifting in his mind to help him get those results that maybe don't really look so conscious. So a lot of people think, oh, well, it's just positive thinking. But no, there's a calculated shift that's going on in the mind. And so point being is that when you create this shift in your mind, you'll want to make sure to have a real emotional shift. And a lot of times that involves like a paradigm shift as well to create that change at a deeper level. So that is key. But again, just simplifying it and going back to the awareness where she said, I really thought that I was doing it, that I was thinking positive. And I hear that all of the time. And so if that's you, you'll want to keep in mind, you really have to take this to a much deeper level. I make it look really ridiculously simple, but it's really about reprogramming the brain at a much deeper level. So that is key. Now, the third thing that I want to comment right here is really important, and that is the comment she made about intuition. You know, she mentioned that she's been listening to her intuition more and more, and I want to give you a bit of a warning about that, okay? So a few things. So in her case, I love that she's listening to her intuition more and more because she's also reprogramming her mind, and then your intuition is going to be more accurate as you're programming your mind. Meaning this, your intuition is always going to be filtering through your mind programming as well. And the easiest way to illustrate this and really break it down and make it simple is if I use a stereotype. You know, if I use the stereotype of the woman who maybe had the abusive father and leaves him and finds the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, dog, whatever, like the pattern continues, right? Unfortunately. And of course, that doesn't happen in every case. Everybody's mind holds on to things in a different way. But just using that example for illustration, now, when we look at somebody that has that pattern of attracting the abusive relationship, what can happen is, let's say that there's a lineup of 100 men to date, and 99 of them are not abusive, and there's one that's abusive. And this woman checks into her energy and says, you know, based off my intuition, which one should I date? Unfortunately, she's going to be attracted to that one abusive one. You know, that's the direction she's going to end up going in because that's her mind programming. So your intuition still goes through your mind programming. So point being is that you both do want to listen to your intuition And also, you want to be careful about listening to your intuition, and you want to make sure that you're doing your mind programming, because the more you program and align yourself with a better life and happier things and relationships and life and all of these things, the more your intuition will then guide you to where your mind programming is set to go. Okay, so that said, you'll just want to make sure that you're always working on your mind programming to direct you in the way you want to go in life. Now, part of the reason that I mentioned that this is good for Shukri is because, you know, she mentioned that after we worked on the podcast episode, she got her blood work a week later, okay, which is awesome because then she could see the results right away and she could see that. So that was really great. Now, additionally, to be transparent with you, she also ended up joining my video set. So I always want to be transparent. So even though she, you know, she got the results right after we worked, which is great, she's been working on other things and continuing to work with the video set and all those things. And so point being is that the reason I said I feel like it's great for her is that she has shifted not only from the initial set, but she's continuing to shift her mind. And so my reason for pointing this out is because all too often I see people who follow their intuition, and unfortunately they end up going in circles because they just end up going back in the same patterns, and then they think that intuition is from universe or God, divine, or whatnot, and they get frustrated. And so what you'll want to do, again, is that you'll want to make sure to always focus on your mind programming and really clearing that. That's key. All right, so I know a lot of really powerful insights right there, and there are, of course, more to come, even on the topics of money. I mean, there's a lot of different topics that came up during this episode, and so that's where we're going, and let's go ahead and dive back in with Shukri.
So I'm a lot happier now. And I feel like I really have the tools to continue improving my life and my health and pretty much every aspect of my life.
I love it. I love it. Beautiful. And if I ask you, if you had one piece of insight or one piece of advice that you would give to the listeners, what would it be?
Our emotions are real. Our mind is powerful.
Right.
It's the only thing that can really work for us or against us and nothing else.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love that. And bingo. And if I ask you, as far as progress in the area of success and money in your life, have you been able to start making progress there?
That's funny because I've actually haven't worked since you and I talked. But honestly, I've been getting money. I don't, you know, this way of thinking really allowed me to understand that I don't always have to worry about money. And so I've been getting money from other sources and I've been doing okay. So, and I'm actually, I'm working on certifications right now to start a different business than I had before. And so I have, this whole thing kind of put me in a different life trajectory than I ever imagined for myself.
All right. So let's go ahead and pause it for two really powerful insights. First and foremost, the topic of money. You know, she mentioned that she has money coming in from a few different sources, which is great, and that she's also working on getting certifications to start a new business, which is awesome. And so I want you to notice that she's also taking action. And the reason that I say that is because it is so common, and you've probably experienced this, where people in the spiritual communities are just really wanting to manifest money out of nowhere and hope it just falls in their lap. And, you know, they're walking around with, of course, the vision board and the rock in their pocket and geometric shapes and all these things. And yet, in living in a financial lack. And so ultimately what you want to do is when you align with money, there's a part of you that wants to do something. It's like the more that you're aligned with something, the more motivated, the more energy that you have towards it. So if somebody's aligned with a relationship, they feel more pulled towards that. Or if somebody's aligned with money, they feel more energized and pulled towards that. And so point being is that if you're somebody who is saying, you know, I want to bring in money, and then also simultaneously going, I'm not really pulled to do anything really, then chances are that you're likely very out of alignment with money. And of course, that doesn't mean you want to go into a place of feeling like, I have to do this for money, because that's just negative energy. But when you're fully aligned with money, you actually feel more motivated to want to do things. And of course, there are plenty of people who are motivated who are still out of alignment with money. So there's a lot of different things that come up. And point being here is that I don't want to advocate, you know, sitting there doing nothing and just having money come in. And of course, I see people, and I've had people in my classes that I teach on money who have won at lottery tickets, or all of a sudden have, you know, $1,200 come in here, or $1,500 come in here from just a random gift or source of income, you know. But I've also had people in my money classes who have, you know, or people that I work with who have doubled their income or tripled their income, and they're doing things and they have ideas that come in for it. So that's a lot of times the best, most successful way to actually bring in more money. Is what happens is the more you get aligned with money, then the more you start having ideas that come in, like, oh, I could do this. Oh, I could do this. It's like, you know, somebody who's out of alignment with money is a lot of times thinking, gosh, you know, I would love to figure out a way to make money. Whereas somebody who is very in alignment with money is usually got multiple streams of revenue. They're going, okay, well, I make money this way, and I make money this way, and I make money this way. Again, while meanwhile, the other person is like, God, I wish I just had one stream of revenue. And that's because the more your mind is aligned with money, the more ideas you have, the more things that just flow, and the easier it is. And so point being, if your strategy to manifesting more money has been to just hope that it comes into your life, you want to note that likely you're probably out of alignment. And as you get more and more in alignment with money, you'll start to have ideas, which is awesome. And that's the alignment piece. That's just incredible. So there's that. Now, as far as the second powerful insight is one that you know likely by now, is that emotions are powerful. And the reason that I really just, again, emphasize this is because all the time I see people that are working with the mind or visualization or trying to send white light or purple light or energy towards something, but they're not really taking into account emotions itself. And what you'll want to remember is, you know, part of what I teach in my work is that there are different kinds of energy that come from our emotions. We have core energy and we have transmission energy. Basically, we have energy that's helping to create our lives and affecting our body and all of that. And to simplify it all, it's just to say that emotions are key and they're very important. And I love that she made that statement because it is a long shot from where she was. When I initially met her, she was not there. She was very, very stuck, which is what we're going to talk about even more, getting unstuck and all of that. So that's where we're going, is her thoughts on where she was when she was getting unstuck. And so let's go ahead and dive back in with Shukri. Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Beautiful. I love it. And the very first time we spoke, if I ask you how stuck in the negative you were, thinking back to that, how much would you say you were stuck in the negative?
10.
And if you were going to give advice, if you were talking to that self right now, who was in that dark, negative place, and she was still stuck there, what would you tell her?
It doesn't have to be that way.
Doesn't have to be. I like that. Powerful, powerful.
A different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so if I ask you how much, if you think back to when we very first spoke, stuck in the negative, feeling like a victim, mad at people and feeling victim of circumstances and all those things, right? If somebody else was stuck in that situation where they felt like life couldn't get better and they were stuck and they were mad at other people and just feeling frustrated and victim and all of that. So other than, you know, obviously the great thing where you said, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. Is there one other thing that you would tell them?
Yeah, I would tell them that you have the control of your life. You don't, yeah. You know, nobody has control other than you.
Okay. And if I would have told you, or somebody would have told you, bingo, give me 1 second. Let's not go there, because that's what happened is I did tell you, you have control. And that's when you decided to change. I was going to say, if I would have told you you had control, what would you have done? Well, you did it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that's.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say I have complete control of every area yet. I mean, I still have some, I'm still struggling with some resistance in some things, and I don't mm-hmm. know why yet.
You mean you're not perfect yet?
Well, I'm perfect in a way.
But... I like that. Exactly. Spot on. You're perfect and also always growing, which is where everybody wants to be. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Beautifully said.
But because my mind is so rigid in the way it used to think, I'm now aware of where I have resistance. So there's some areas that I'm still improving, but I know there's resistance and I'm working on it. I don't know why yet. It's not clear to me. But I think in that at some point it will be eliminated.
I love that. Beautiful. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for two really quick insights. First and foremost, she mentioned layers, which of course is spot on. You've probably heard of that before, possibly, with the subconscious mind. And that's not a bad thing. And this is why. Is it first and foremost, if you're really clearing the layers, life continues to improve with each layer. So at least you're making progress and things are feeling better, you're feeling happier, and you're going in the right direction. You know, even if I use the example of money again, you know, if I am working with a client who is wanting to go from making $100 million a year to $200 million a year, we have to find those additional layers in their mind of what is currently going on that's keeping them in one place to another, you know, which is the same if somebody's going from making $50,000 a year to $100,000 a year, they have some type of layer also. And so there's a lot of layers, and that's okay, because as long as you are clearing them, you'll continue to make progress moving forward. And that is awesome. So just making sure authentic change is so key, though, because a lot of people don't realize that they're not really actually clearing the layers. And so instead of it feeling better and better and improvement in every area, it just feels a lot like being stuck on a never-ending journey and ups and downs and, you know, all of that. So, and it feels like, you know, they thought they got rid of something and then it surfaces again or things like that. So that's very common, and you won't want to get stuck in that. Also, you know, I mentioned that layers was actually kind of a good thing, and this is why. The best way to really illustrate it and think about it is, could you imagine if you went to kindergarten, and on your first day of kindergarten, your teacher came over and she said, oh, look, you're going to go to first grade, you're going to go to fifth grade, you're going to go through middle school and high school and college. And she said, let me give you all of the books that you're going to need through college. Your little kindergarten self would be so overwhelmed, okay? It's just way too much. And so if people could see all of the blocks to everything that they want all of the time that are in their subconscious mind, they would be overwhelmed. And so point being, it's a good thing that you see layers and that you just make sure to clear them and you get good with your mind and good at clearing them. Then it becomes fun. You know, you make progress, you clear something, you make progress, you clear something, and it feels exciting, it feels happy, it feels alive, it feels good. And so that's the balance that you want to be in with layers. Instead of feeling frustrated by them, feel excited by them, because all you got to do is clear them to get to the next level. All right, so there's that. The second thing is perfection. You know, it was spot on where it was like, okay, you're not perfect yet, but you are perfect. And if you think about perfection, the way that I like to have people look at this is to think about a baby. You know, if you think about a baby, I mean, they are so perfect. And yet, when you really stop and look at it, the baby goes to the bathroom on itself, it's bald, it slobbers everywhere, it has no teeth, and you stop and look at it for a moment, likely it'll throw up on you. It can't walk, it can't talk, and yet the baby is so perfect. It's both perfect and it's growing. You know, if we were meant to be perfect at all times, then universe, God, divine, whatever you call it, would have like delivered us here on earth, like dressed to the nines, looking amazing, perfect hair, great teeth. I mean, everything set. But that's not how we arrive. And so when you think about it for a moment, as we're going through life, somebody who's 10 years old has never been 10 before. They're learning to be 10. They're working on their growth, and they're also perfect. And somebody who is 50 is both working on their growth. What is it that they need to grow through? And they also have that part of them that's just perfect as well. And so I love that that came up. And if you're somebody who's been very critical of yourself, you want to really just take that in for a moment and remind yourself you are both perfect and growing. And, you know, I have to say, I personally want to be continuing to grow even when I'm 100 years old, you know? I just want to keep growing and expanding and all of that. So growth should be something that we embrace and enjoy and just continue to expand. It's beautiful. All right. So that said, speaking of growth, we're going to take this to the next level. And so you just get more and more awareness. I love that. Really, really powerful. One more thing. Last question. If you could acknowledge Sukri for one thing, what would you acknowledge her for? Or one or three things?
One or three things? I will acknowledge her that... I would say that she is strong. She has courage. And I will acknowledge her to accept that she's finally understanding things that she always wanted to understand. So not to regret, like, why did it take me this long? Or why didn't I see things clearly? You know, why didn't I take action, you know, sooner? So no regrets.
No regrets. It's beautiful.
So, yeah.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. And if I ask you, looking back to how you were before to where you are now, if I ask you how much you've really embraced, how much you've changed and had real change, how much would you say that is? How much you feel differently?
I would say I feel that I have more control on my emotions. And when something surfaces, I know that I can change it. I can work on it. Working on myself, there's a lot of things that really came to the surface. And it's kind of like peeling onions. You know, when I figure one out, you know, I'm like, yeah, then something else comes up. And so I'm still in the middle of that. I'm still doing that.
So more to go. And already more amazing. And you've changed your blood work. You changed your thyroid, your antibodies.
Yeah, it's
what?
I would say it's day and night.
Yeah, you look different. And yes, it's just beautiful. You're amazing. So you know what? You're amazing. And I love that. And I just, because we're doing pain so often that I wanted people to see, hey, they can take blood work also and change blood work. And so that was the angle that I wanted to let people see that too happens as well. So you're freaking amazing. And I adore you. And
thank you so much.
Respectfully,
I love you.
And thank you so much for being here.
I'm grateful for you.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, so let's go ahead and unpack this even more. But first and foremost, I do want to take a moment to acknowledge Sukri as well. I love that she was able to acknowledge herself, and I agree with those things. They just feel wonderful about her. And I love where she's going. You know, she mentioned that the difference in her is day and night. And of course, that she also mentioned she's still working on layers. So she's still going. She's still in the process, of course, which is a great thing. But I love her self-honesty. I love her self-awareness. Really beautiful. And I also want to acknowledge that, you know, she was so stuck the first time. You know, if you listen to episode number 37, she was really, really stuck the first time. And now she's just on it. I mean, she's just amazing. And not only did she go from stuck to then getting results and just continuing to grow and her entire life in a different trajectory. And I love that. And she's only been on this healing path as far as working with her mind and actually, you know, using her energy and different things like that for only like 6 or 7 months or 8 months, somewhere in there. I mean, not that long compared to many people, and considering the fact that she's already getting results in so many areas of her life. And of course, I mean, she was able to get results with her blood work a week after we worked. So it's not that it's taken her 7 months, but the fact that she has continued to grow and shine and change and create even more changes and just her happiness and, I mean, just beautiful on so many levels and continuing to grow. So it's beautiful on all levels. But anyway, point being is just, I just love that. And it does take follow through to create that real change. And something else I love, if you caught that, she said that, you know, if something does come up, I know I can just change it. I can work on it. That is an empowered mindset that I love, because all too often things come up for people and they feel stuck, or they feel like there's nothing that they can do, or they feel mad at somebody else and they're blaming somebody else for it. And instead she's like, look, if something comes up, I can change it. I can work on it, you know? And I love that empowered mindset. That's the mindset that you'll want to have. The reality of it is we have so much more influence over our lives and the circumstances that we attract into our lives than people realize. And so I just love her empowered mindset. It's just beautiful. And so speaking of empowered mindset, on the next episode, we're going to continue to take the empowered mindset to the next level. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.